In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, the true nature and destiny of the Christian Church is completely bound to Christ, its head. Its identity as Christian presupposes his headship. Christ himself pointed out to his apostles that there is a decisive theme of all Old Testament scriptures. It is the divine plan for his work on earth throughout human history. It was and continues to be for the gathering and blessing of a new humanity. This plan was designed from eternity. It preceded time. The very beginning of the first chapter of the Apostle Paul's letter from his prison to the Ephesian church praises this divine plan. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. Friends, the apostle goes on in the fourth chapter to reveal the method used to reach the ultimate objective of the divine plan. He wrote, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift." So, it was by divine means. That divine means is grace. Divine grace is very central to the apostolic teaching. All that believers receive from the Lord is by grace. In the second chapter of his letter, the apostle points out that salvation itself is received as a divine gift of grace. He wrote, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Friends, it is important to keep in mind that the divine plan for humanity is Christ-centered, not man-centered. It does not depend on what people do or offer religiously. What God does and offers in Christ negates religion itself. Religious activities are man-centered and self-deceiving. They give people a false sense of security that somehow they themselves are able to do what is needed to buy God's favor by their own efforts. Yet if humanity could successfully do so, there would have been no need for a divine plan to recreate it. By divine design, through Christ, the perfect new Adam, God himself provides divinely accepted religious works. The apostle speaks of this also in the second chapter. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Friends, the good news is that from beginning to end, the eternal divine design for reshaping our new humanity is freely provided by God himself. This is what grace means. It is a free gift that we neither deserve nor can purchase by anything we do or give. It is all gifted by the Almighty, merciful God. This is through his own gracious initiative in the promised Messiah Christ. Again, in the second chapter, the apostle says, "God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Friends, the Apostle assures us that the eternal divine plan to save was freely made by God Himself. He Himself determined to freely promise and provide the needed gift of divine presence in our world in Christ. Yes, God's plan required His divine identification with our human nature. The Apostle points out in the fourth chapter that God's plan provides not only the act of descending to join humanity, but also the gifting of human instruments to complete the plan. He wrote, quoting Psalm 68, "Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men." In saying, "he ascended," what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists. Friends, the apostle was inspired to support his teaching by quoting God's word through his servant David in the 68th Psalm. That psalm speaks of God's victorious presence and activities in human history. It speaks of the restoration of the Ark of the Covenant, representing God's presence with His people. This, of course, symbolized God's complete revelation of Himself, that is, His presence in our world through the divine Messiah, Christ. He is Emmanuel, God with us. In full human nature, Christ gave His perfect life to make atonement for the sins of His people. Christ provides full and complete knowledge of the Almighty, the holy and self-giving God of grace. He gifts His people with qualified instruments to complete His work. Christ called and equipped the apostles. They initiated the proclamation of the gospel and explained Christ's fulfillment of the messianic message of the Old Testament prophets. Christ further provides others to carry on the mission of the apostles, to evangelize all nations. Furthermore, He provides the shepherds or pastors and teachers or instructors to equip the saints, those who are sanctified by His Word and His Holy Spirit, for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah.